Game three of a four-game set between the Orioles and Blue Jays. Marco Estrada getting ready to face Alec Asher. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. Asher getting some help from Manny Machado.
What a play by Manny Machado. You can't hit it any harder than Pillar just hit it. But Machado takes away an extra base hit from Kevin Pillar.
Marco has a very interesting delivery. When he separates his hands, that glove comes right towards the hitter and high.
But that glove up right against his eyes, into his windup, full count pitch, swung on and missed. A changeup right down the middle, and not a thing you can do about it.
Breaking ball in the dirt, and smoke strikes out.
Bautista takes his lead off second, Tulowitzki off first, neither of them being held. The O's play Barney straight up. Hart with a look back at Bautista. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, lined up the middle. That's going to drop for a base hit. Bautista rounds third. Here he comes. The throw from Jones is there, but it gets by Castillo. Bautista scores. And the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead here in the seventh.
Gentry at third. His legs have made quite a difference here, as Joe just mentioned. He's down from third and foul ground, the stretch by the right-hander. And the 1-0 pitch, fly ball center field. This should be plenty to get home Gentry. We'll see. Under it, Kevin Pillar. Now he comes in, he makes a catch. Here comes Gentry. Here's the throw. It's going to be late as Gentry scores standing up. And this game is tied 1-1 here in the Orioles' ninth inning.
Swing and a drive. Center field. This ball game is over. Kendrys Morales, a walk-off homer off Tyler Wilson.
Two-1 Blue Jays is your final score. Alec Asher goes 6 1/3 with 5 strikeouts, allowing 1 earned run. Marco Estrada goes 7 innings with 8 strikeouts, giving up no runs. John Gibbons' team won in exciting fashion on Saturday against the Orioles, capped off by a walk-off home run thanks to Kendrys Morales. Here's the skipper on his team's performance.
Can you just talk about the relief of getting in the win column again?
Rosie, it's big, you know. It really is. It takes, you know, it's been a long skid, you know. You go through things that like that during the season, but I'll be honest, I don't remember one like this. So hopefully that's a start of something, you know. But I thought it was a crucial game for us today. I mean, you know, you feel that way the last couple games, but you know, this, you know, they're the team in our division. You know, you got to start beating them sooner or later. And so, but you know, it all started with Marco on the mound, which. You know, I've seen it plenty of times. You guys have all seen it many times. You know what? He can pitch some big games, and he can shut down some of the better hitters in baseball, you know, in his own style. So, and he was on today. Thought Salty did a great job with him. And then late, you know, we got the big pinch hit by Barney. Put us up, and then, of course, Morales, you know, after they tied it. So, a good day, a big day for the boys in blue. I didn't mean the Leafs. Okay.
What were you thinking though, John, when Roberto didn't get, you know, failed to preserve the lead in the ninth? Were you pretty nervous or?
Now you know what, Buff. You just sit there. You know, I've been in this game a while. Yeah, I mean, you definitely, you know, you get, you're a little bit on edge, but you're thinking, hey, this can turn. I mean, sooner or later, we got to pull one out. We got to get a win here, and we're overdue for that, and we're fully capable. And so really, you just hang on to that feeling. But, yeah, I mean, in a low one-run game, you know, when the first guy gets on, the ball's kicked, you know, they got a speedster over there that can run, and that's just what happened. And Kim's always tough on us. He hit the ball deep enough to get him to third. And, yeah, I mean, it's not a good feeling, but it's still – you know, you hold on hope you can come back. And then Kendry's been known to do that, you know. So he broke his ankle. Not this time, so, but, yeah, nice game.
You asked Barney to pinch hit in a big spot there for you guys. What did you see from him on that swing where he drove in that first run?
Well, you know, he's Barney's really tough on left-handers, and he's got a short swing, and you know, and he's got a good idea how to use the whole field, and most of the time he's not going to overswing at all. You know, he's every now and then he'll try to juice one. I mean, he's not a big guy, but he's I mean, he knows what this guy's trying to do to him, and he's not going to come out of his swing, and he's going to put the ball in play, and that's a lot of times good things happen when you do that.
John, you said, yeah, you liked what you saw out of Salty and Estrada as a partnership today. What was it about what they did together that really worked?
Well, you know what? Marco's got to be the easiest guy on the staff to catch. And, you know, I mean, that's not an insult to him, but, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you just sit back and he hit him. He's so well hit in location. He's you know, he's not overpowering in a sense. But, you know what? I mean, they clicked. I mean, he was hitting the spots, you know, really no mistakes like, you know, he had the other day in Tampa. And I thought he threw a few more curveballs, which, you know, is always a big pitch for him. And we like to see him do a little bit more of that at times, you know, just to put it in the back of their minds too. So, but, you know, it just, I mean, now when a guy's easier to catch, it doesn't mean it's easy, but they look like they were on the same page and, you know, there was a lot, they were in flow, I guess you could say.
John, they got a good performance, obviously, from Asher. What did you see from him? And was it one of those deals you think where, you know, your hitters didn't know a lot about him?
Well, no, I thought he did a real nice job himself, you know, a little breaking ball he threw behind the count, the cutter, you know, I mean, I think he, for the most part, stayed out of the middle of the plate, which is where, you know, guys get hurt. But for, you know, debuting against us here, you know, I mean, pretty damn good, you know.
John, Eugenie, I think you only threw seven pitches in the eighth, and Osuna hasn't been on the mound since the home opener. Did you give any consideration to sending Eugenie back up?
No, Rosie, you know, I told Roberto before the game, he's pitching today no matter what. But, you know, that's his inning. You know, he needed to be out there, though, because, like you said, it's been a few days, and Beach did his job, and Roberto, that's his job, so.
Last question. At the top of the lineup there, are you planning to get Travis back up there quickly, or are you still going to see some Carrera Pilar at the top?
Oh, he starts hitting, you know, and he will. You know, we need to get him going, no doubt. But that take, you know, drop him down a little bit. Takes a little load off of him. So, yeah, eventually I would think he would.
Alec Asher goes 6 1/3 with 5 strikeouts, allowing 1 earned run. Marco Estrada goes 7 innings with 8 strikeouts, giving up no runs. Last of the 4-game set will be Sunday. It'll be Dylan Bundy for the Orioles, Jay Happ for the Blue Jays.